This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. Welcome back. It is Monday, November 25th.
Nick and I are coming at you live.
Yes.
From my dad's law office in Vermont, and Nick's in upstate New York.
I'm in upstate. There is no live studio audience today. I'm looking at like a deer in a tree right now.
No, Nick and I are settling into our Thanksgiving week digs a little bit early.
In the meantime, we've got our special remote pod equipment, and this happens to be the best snacks podcast ever.
For this T-Boy, we got three great stories, and we're kicking it off with PayPal, which just made its biggest acquisition yet. Los Angeles-based Honey, the deal-finding website feature.
You should have used Honey to not spend so much for Honey, PayPal. This seems like an easy win.
Yeah, a 10% off code for that $4 billion acquisition, that would have saved you some pennies.
Oh, it's big. Second story, what do we got?
Amazon is selling Allbirds knockoffs. And we're not just talking about some Chinese brand that's knocking off Allbirds. We're talking about Amazon knocking off Allbirds.
Jack and I jumped in snack style to the world of algorithmically inspired knockoff businesses over at Amazon.
Third and final story, Target is the big box retailer that is surviving the retail apocalypse.
We're going to promote this to thriving the retail apocalypse.
And its latest earnings report messed with our heads.
Target is actually saving money when you do one-day shipping. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
One-day shipping is cheaper than two-day shipping.
Now, snackers, before we jump into all that, we got to talk about the situation going over at Tesla, which Jack and I happen to be shareholders of, because they just released a new thing.
We mentioned this on Friday's pod, but we need to dive deeper. Tesla has a new electric pickup trapezoid that it launched on Friday.
It's supposed to be a pickup truck, but it looks more like a RoboCop and like a steak knife had a baby together.
They designed this thing completely from scratch. They didn't look at the Ford F-150 and make a minor tweak. It's as if an alien described this to another alien, and then they made a pickup truck.
Elon Musk must have a flatbed on this thing.
Now, the thing everyone's talking about, including Nick and me, is when they brought on this skinny guy on stage next to Elon Musk, his name was Franz von Holzhausen, and they wanted to test out the bulletproof windows.
Yeah, this is the bulletproof window to Tesla's new pickup truck. And so what this engineer did is he picked up like a rock, and he threw it at the window.
Yeah.
Kind of an awkward motion.
And, you know, these things are supposed to withstand a 9mm bullet. So you'd think they can handle a metal ball that an engineer threw.
Turns out this tiny engineer broke the window.
Elon Musk is like, oh my God, I think you threw that a little too hard. Here, try it again, like on the back window.
So they try it a second time. He breaks the second window on the bulletproof glass new pickup truck.
He breaks it again. It shatters everywhere. Most awkward moment ever. This is embarrassing.
Snackers, Jack and I rarely do this in an intro, but Jack, what is the takeaway here for our buddies over at Tesla's like expose showing off this brand new truck?
I got three takeaways. First, Tesla needs a skinnier engineer who's not going to throw the ball as hard. Second, maybe the engineer should throw it with his left hand so it's a little softer. And third, I'm just shocked he hit the window both times.
We're impressed. Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, PayPal just made its biggest acquisition yet.
$4 billion for the deal snagging, promo code delivering website feature called Honey.
This is also the largest tech acquisition in Los Angeles County history.
Yes, and it's not Silicon Beach, which is the combination of Venice, Los Angeles, and Santa Monica. They're trying to call it Silicon Beach next to Silicon Valley.
It's different.
This was actually in DTLA, which is Los Angeles speak for downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's like right near Venice and Santa Monica, but depending on the time of day, it can take 10 minutes to get there or 4 hours.
Here's what you need to know about Honey. It wants to make every moment of every day like Black Friday.
This is like, Honey's like one of those French truffle dogs that like goes out, sniffs out, they're like, where are the good deals? And then they bring them home for the chefs.
French truffle dogs. I'm going to have to Google this for a second, like most of the other snackers.
This company has saved customers $2 billion so far, sniffing out deals, sticking them on their own website, and pushing them into your plugins.
Let me give you an example. Snackers, holiday season's coming up. In fact, Friday is when like it kicks off officially. You might want to buy a cheese board for your aunt because your aunt can't have too many cheese boards.
Right. They have 12 cheese boards, but a 13th one, no one's going to argue with that. There's a lot of cheese out there.
Here's what you do. You download the Honey plugin to your Chrome browser. The extension is right there. And when you're at Williams-Sonoma's checkout for the marble cheese board, you push the button and you get surprised.
Right. What then pops up is a little thing from Honey that says, hey, put the code popcorn in and you're going to get 20% off this lovely marble cheese board.
Unbelievable deal. Then you pay 20% less. It's like free money.
It's insane. They're doing the sourcing for you. But here's the thing about Honey. It feels illegal, but it's actually profitable.
I actually felt like Honey is basically Napster. It's an unbelievably good deal, but it must be illegal and it's probably going to get shut down.
But that's not the case for Honey because it's working with companies like Williams-Sonoma because they hate it when you get to the end of the checkout, you see that final price for the marble cheese board, and you don't end up buying it.
It's actually called shopping cart abandonment. It's a big problem in online retail. Williams-Sonoma can't stand it. You are so close to completing the sale. All you have to do is push confirm.
Right there. Now, you're more likely to actually press confirm and buy it and forget about abandoning your shopping cart if you know there's a deal like 20% off.
That's why Williams-Sonoma is actually happy to hook Honey up with some promo codes because it helps them finalize those sales instead of losing them.
So if you're PayPal and all you're doing is helping the transaction occur at the end of the shopping process, having Honey like in your game plan means that you're helping consumers discover deals on the Honey website.
That's because Honey is not just a browser extension. It also has an app. It also has a website. And some people are going there to start their shopping process because they'll be shown all the deals that are going on right now.
Plus, if you're PayPal, you're like, hey, maybe we'll merge Honey with one of our other companies like Venmo to get people using Venmo to actually purchase things from stores.
That's pure speculation, but I do think a merger of the Honey and Venmo app would be brilliant.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at PayPal?
Wall Street thinks PayPal overpaid by like a couple billion dollars.
We just went over what a good, healthy fit Honey is for PayPal, but that's not what we saw when the news was announced.
PayPal shares dropped by 4% after the news, so clearly Wall Street's like, I'm not that into this deal.
And the reason they may not be that into Honey is because while Honey is powerful, is it more of a company or is it a feature? There are a lot of questions here.
I mean, PayPal's got great relationships with Williams-Sonoma and all the other retailers. Could they have just developed this feature in-house instead of paying $4 billion for Honey?
Honey's got 17 million members. Is PayPal's 300 million member user base really going to benefit from having 17 more?
What's the best use of $4 billion? Wall Street thinks it was not buying Honey.
For our second story, Target's latest earnings report reveals it's achieved shipping nirvana.
Let's go to Merriam-Webster on this one. Nirvana. A transcendental state in which there is neither suffering nor desire.
They are feeling the zen over at Target, based in Minneapolis. Jack, the stock up 15% last week after its earnings.
Dude, it's up 91% this year.
Jack and I were shocked by these numbers. We jumped in snack style, noticed a kind of cool number. Online sales are up 31%.
That was last quarter. 31% is a pretty good quarterly jump, but that's not insane.
It's okay.
That's not worth a 15% stock jump.
It's not your favorite child. The number that Jack and I found fascinating was this. 80% of that online growth came from same-day delivery.
Because you just heard it's snowing in Vermont, it's snowing in
yes.
the Sierra Nevadas, and you need that
everywhere.
Ski onesie suit parka thing ASAP.
Now, when it comes to Target, they have built out like a same-day delivery franchise that should have its own logo and mascot, and everyone should be friends with it.
If you order online, you can pick up curbside. You can pick up
okay.
in-store, which is just like 30 steps further than curbside.
Boop, 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 walking over there.
Or you can get it shipped to your front door via Shipt. Drop the ED, replace with a T, Shipt, which it acquired in 2017.
Now, here's the thing with same-day delivery. Not only is Target same-day delivery growing, they're making money off of this thing.
We know on Snacks Daily, we've covered it before, same-day shipping is expensive.
Ugh,
Walmart's profitability has been squeezed. Amazon's profitability has been squeezed because of this same-day shipping wars.
Meanwhile, Target CEO shows up after the earnings in a zen-like state to claim that magically his company has cut same-day shipping costs by 90%.
Nick told me that headline on Friday, and I said, that must be a mistake. I don't believe it. That's too good to be true.
Jack had to sit down. I got him a glass of water, a kombucha. I had to massage him back to get ready to cover this story.
All right, so we unpeeled this thing, and the CEO claims that they cut 40% of the shipping costs just by finding the closest Target store to you, which already had the item in the back, and they're delivering it like a couple miles instead of across the country from like the Frankfort, Kentucky shipping center.
We've all heard of these fulfillment centers. You pass them on the highway. They're in the middle of the nowhere, and they ship random things that you need at random times. That's not what Target's doing.
But here's the catch. Based on that explanation that they're shipping it from their own inventory at the store near you, that means they must only have same-day shipping available for the items in the store closest to you, which is limiting.
So the catch is, you're limited. Amazon's got 10 million objects that could actually sell you and ship you. Target probably is like 80,000 in a single store.
80,000 is the average number of items Target has in the same-day store, which is nothing compared to Amazon's 10 million eligible for same-day.
So that's the catch, but in the meantime, Target's enjoying shipping nirvana. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over Target?
Target shares look pretty hot right now, but let's remember the lows.
Remember that Canada debacle back in 2015? The Great Glacial Retreat, Jack?
Nick, I just heard you say debacle. Was that intentionally a Canadian accent there?
Sometimes it just flows out of you. You never know.
Snackers, we hadn't launched this podcast yet, but back in the mid-20-teens, Canada was getting invaded by Target.
It shut down that invasion, though, after 2 years and retreated back to the United States.
Here's what happened. They opened 133 stores. They hired 18,000 employees to man those stores, but they did it too quickly. They didn't understand Canadian customers, and the stores were all, like, inconsistent.
The result was $11 billion in losses for Target. And kind of the embarrassment of leaving Canada.
That was one of the biggest corporate F-ups we've ever seen, but the stock is now at a record high just a few years later.
Our third and final story is so good, it is so wild, you're going to want to copy this thing and do it again yourself. We're talking about Amazon, which is engineering knockoffs using super data.
And the latest victim of Amazon's knockoffism is Allbirds shoes.
All right, Snackers, Jack and I, we got to do this. We got to take a moment. We got to talk about Amazon basics here, aka the world's worst gift idea.
If you want to break up with the person you're dating, buy them an Amazon basic birthday present.
It's a really subtle way, if you're afraid of confrontations, of telling someone, I hate you and I have no interest in like spending the rest of my time with
We've
you.
We've all bought Amazon basics before, but you only buy them
for
yourself. It's basically cheaper version of basic stuff.
We're talking coffee mugs, extension cords, iPhone chargers, not the things you're going
to
wrap up.
You don't care about the brand. You just want to pay the lowest cost, but that little Amazon logo makes you think it's somewhat reliable.
Now, it turns out that Amazon is knocking off less generic products, and it's got 100 of its own Amazon Amazon brands doing exactly this.
These are Amazon brands, and they only account for 1% of Amazon's total sales as of April.
But that's like a lot. Like 1% of Amazon sales is like the economy of Croatia kind of a situation.
And that 1% is growing fast, Nick.
Now, the latest victim here is a really interesting unicorn company called Allbirds that makes direct-to-consumer shoes. They're $95, and if you're not wearing them in the Bay Area, then you're not really a person.
Nick, are you talking about the 206 collection I'm seeing on Amazon for $45?
I'm not, but that is the exact problem that we're talking about here, and it's why Allbirds is really angry at Amazon.
There was an interview with the CEO of Allbirds last week, and he stated that Amazon has been the top bidder for the Google search term Allbirds. In other words, if you search for Allbirds on Google, you're not going to find Allbirds at the top. You're going to find an ad for Amazon's 206 collection.
Now, in response, Amazon's retail head has come up with the most corporate, boring, unhelpful conversation piece we've ever heard.
Yeah. Amazon was basically called out by Allbirds for making knockoff shoes of Allbirds. And this is what Amazon says. We actually like these knockoffs because, quote, it saves customers money by offering private label equivalents.
Now, there are a couple issues here we've got with the term equivalents. The first being, they're not equivalents.
No, Allbirds sources their wool and sources their sole from like recycled, ridiculously sustainable, earth-saving ways.
Right. So the second issue we've got with the term equivalent is that we're going to need to update the dictionary right now because in corporate speak, equivalent means something else.
It means knockoff. That's what equivalent means in corporate speak.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Allbirds and Amazon?
Amazon search tells Amazon what it should knock off next.
Here's the thing about Allbirds. It doesn't sell on Amazon because just like Nike, it doesn't want to be ranked alongside like a lot of other stuff that looks just like it and is way lower priced.
Snackers, you can test this right now. Go to Amazon and search for Allbirds. You will find the Urban Fox Wool Runner, which is a truly identical knockoff of Allbirds shoes.
Here's the funny situation for Allbirds. People want Allbirds on Amazon. They're searching for it on Amazon, but Amazon is noticing they're searching for it and that it's not available.
That's a signal to Amazon, we have an opportunity to serve Amazonians, Amazon customers, something like Allbirds because people want it.
And so what they end up doing is something called algorithmically inspired knockoffs. They see what you want from the data, and then they build the physical thing because they know you'll want it.
This is the messed up way that Amazon could do knockoffs better than any company in the world. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us to start the week?
PayPal just acquired Honey for $4 billion, so it can be more than just a payment company.
But Wall Street thinks PayPal got ripped off.
Second story, Target stock is at a record high as it's managed to get the best of both worlds.
It's got same-day shipping and profitability. It's shipping nirvana.
Third and final story, Amazon is offering customers lower priced equivalents of name brand items.
You may know these as knockoffs, and it's the data that lets them get knocked off. Snackers, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in from a legendary podcast producer. His name is Richard Cook, and he hails from basically Connecticut, Vermont, and Los Angeles simultaneously.
Born in Connecticut, snowboarded in Vermont, and now he lives in LA. But I gotta say, I have a personal connection with Richard. Not only does he work at the podcast company that produces Snacks Daily, he also used to shred at Corinthia in Mount Snow growing up.
Now, he wanted to point out something that we should all take a moment for, which is Jake Burden Carpenter, aka Burden's founder, who died of cancer, unfortunately, last week.
Jake arguably invented the snowboard, and he definitely commercialized it with Burton Snowboards, which was based in Burlington, Vermont.
And here's the thing about snowboarding. It was banned in the 1980s from all resorts. It was Suicide Six and Stratton that were actually allowing snowboarding the first times around.
Now, according to the University of New Hampshire, snowboarding, skiing, and snowmobiling add $200 billion of economic value to the U.S. every year.
A lot of that is just like sitting down in the snow, not really doing that much.
Huge fan of Burton, huge fan of Vermont companies. Richard, thank you for this great snack fact.
Snackers, great to start the week off with you. We should definitely do this again tomorrow.
We'll be back tomorrow. Then Wednesday, you got our Max Cutler interview with Spotify, and then we're taking a few days off for Thanksgiving.
Can't wait.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets, Inc., or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like the best one yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.